This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Thrillhill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story. Something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Jack. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola. All right, Jack, you understand how this here game is played?
Yes.
Fantastic. You got your choice of one of three stories. We have the category of interior decorating, where you guess the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone. Animalize This, where you guess the animal responsible for causing the problem. And finally, Hit Me With Your Best Shot, where you guess the unconventional weapon that someone chose to use as a weapon.
Let's go Hit Me With Your Best Shot.
Hit me with your best shot. Fire away.
We go back to the state of Florida, where a man was arrested after striking a Circle K cashier in the forehead with a thrown object and then hopping over the counter to further batter the victim. According to a criminal complaint, one Edward Riordan, the convenience store worker, he tried to check out John Mahas as he was next in line. However, for some reason that no one knows, Mahas refused to let Riordan handle his transaction. Instead, he walked over to another employee, rendered payment, and then threw the object toward the victim, hitting him in the forehead. After Riordan asked him to leave the Circle K, that's when Mahas became irate and hurtled over the counter to push and strike the victim in the face. When questioned by police, Mahas admitted that he jumped over the register counter and did in fact strike the victim. He was arrested for battery, which is a misdemeanor, booked into jail. The question is, what did he hit the cashier in the forehead with? Credit to his aim. Was it a frozen burrito, a Snickers bar, a chocolate egg, or beef jerky? So frozen burrito, Snickers bar, a chocolate egg, or beef jerky. What did he throw and hit this poor cashier in the forehead with?
Say chocolate egg?
Chocolate egg. Or beef jerky. Or beef jerky, yes.
Florida.
That's tough. Circle K?
Mm-hmm. Circle K, yes.
Jack, I'm going to go frozen burrito.
I mean, that's a good pick. But I think I'm going to have to go Snickers.
Snickers bar, really satisfying.
In front of the counter. I mean, right there always, you know.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. Crime
Seems
of convenience.
Odd that he paid for it and then threw it at the dude.
But keep in mind, so there's two cashiers working.
Right.
You're the cashier, and no one has explained why. I have decided I don't like you, Ted. I'm not letting you ring me up. I go to the other cashier. But as the other cashier rings me up, I pick up an object and throw it at you anyway. and hit you in the forehead. You're not even the guy that rang me up. I've just determined I don't like you. Kind of the reverse of that chick that used to work at Bartell.
Yeah, I'll go Snickers as well.
Ted going Snickers, bro.
Not you when you're hungry.
What did he throw at that Circle K cashier? A frozen burrito, a Snickers bar, a chocolate egg, or beef jerky? We'll find out next.
That was a tease.
99.9 KISW. The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
Categories, hit me with your best shot on profile list. We got a Florida man arrested after throwing something at a Circle K cashier. I guess one guy refused to ring him up. He went over to the other cashier and ended up throwing
him. No, the exact opposite. The guy was willing to ring him up. The customer just determined he did not like that cashier. They never met.
Okay.
And went to the other cashier and then still threw something and hit the first cashier in the forehead.
Okay. So the question is, what did he throw at him that he jumped over the counter and punched him? Was it a frozen burrito, a Snickers bar, a chocolate egg, or beef jerky?
And Jack, that is the very question that we posed to you. Let us start with Miles Montgomery, who picked my favorite answer, which would be the frozen burrito.
And it doesn't make sense now to think about it. If you are in a Circle K, you probably are going to put that thing in the microwave. That way, when you
while you're
out,
there,
you
right?
Can,
yeah,
you
yeah.
Eat it.
In your defense, generally you buy it. I've always bought it first and then heated it
and
up.
And then heated it up, yeah. Good. But it was not a frozen burrito.
Okay.
And Jack, you agree with D-Ted Smith. You guys both went with the Snickers bar. Oh, I'm afraid it was not the Snickers bar.
Chocolate egg?
It was a freaking chocolate egg.
All right, I didn't know how fresh your story was.
Like a Cadbury?
I guess. You know what? What's funny is in the story, they made it a point to tell you no one said if it was Cadbury or someone else, but yeah, you're having those hard-ass chocolate eggs and hit this dude in the forehead with it.
It makes sense that he could have better aim with something.
With the chocolate egg, I agree.
You know, like a package of beef jerky. I mean, you don't know how that thing's going to fly.
You'd have to put it on its side and kind of fling it.
Mm-hmm.
Like a I'm going to try that next time.
That's right.
I mean, you could throw it like a Frisbee.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now for all TV news all the time, it is time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Your choices today: Stephen Colbert, Tom Wilson.
Hey, look at that.
The Jimmies.
Okay.
Seth Meyers. Or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it Late Night?
It's right there in the title. These guys have teams of talented writers that help them come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom, or could it be a V. Ted Smith original?
French tourist in Arkansas. Oh, wow. Oh, French tourist in Arkansas visited at Arkansas's Crater of Diamond State Park, found a 7-carat diamond. Wow. That's hard to believe. Someone in France took a vacation to Arkansas?
I'm guessing Fallon.
Yeah, Fallon.
Seth?
A French tourist at Arkansas's Crater of Diamond State Park recently found a 7-carat diamond. Wow, that is hard to believe. Someone in France took a vacation to Arkansas?
I think I wrote curator.
Oh, instead of crater.
Oh.
Some stats from the Adventure Travel Trade Association reports that female travelers account for 57% of the explorers who make reservations to global travel companies. The funny part is it's mostly older women. Women over 40 are prime clients, and women over 65 are getting particularly adventurous. And a related story, there's been a high influx of young 20-something men applying for jobs in Jamaica.
The Tetsuo.
Kimmel.
Smith.
Yeah.
That's a hell. Still, I got a groove back joke.
Yeah.
What's it? Rena Rastafarian or
Rena Ross? Rena Ross.
Yeah, yeah. Old ladies. Older ladies, not old ladies.
The older you get, the less you say it.
That is real.
Yes. Yeah. Right. I can't say older. I'm 43.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Ladies my age.
Yeah.
What up?
I know you got to click on mature to see a woman your age in porn.
That's when you know you've crossed the threshold, man.
Amazon announced today that they're abandoning the buy to the maker of Roomba. Apparently the deal was going great, then I got stuck under a chair.
Foul.
Yeah, it's Fallon.
Well, some business news today. Amazon announced that they are abandoning plans to buy the maker of Roomba. Apparently the deal was going great, then it got stuck under a chair.
Russian President Vladimir Putin was formally registered for the upcoming election in March. And I've seen enough. With 0% of the precincts reporting, I'm calling it for Putin.
Seth, be Tetzel.
Seth.
Russian President Vladimir Putin was formally registered for the upcoming election in March. And I've seen enough. With zero precincts reporting, I'm calling it for Putin.
All right. Careful what you wish for. All right. So yesterday I talked about there was the premiere on Netflix of the We Are the World. It was a documentary about how they made that song, right? And they called it The Greatest Night in Pop. Right. Basically just because so many people were there. And if you don't remember the song, I'm sure you've heard it. You know, We Are the World, We Are the Future.
We are the champion, we are the one to make a better dance, and let's not give them no giving.
So there's some pretty interesting things here, all right? Number one, right, because when it comes out, I mean, I'm a kid. We love it.
85, I think. 84, 85.
Yeah. It was recorded after the 1985 American Music Awards. That's how they had all those stars in town.
All right.
All right. And you're right. When you were a kid, it was just mind-blowing to see all of them.
And it's all different genres. Yeah.
And you know what? There was a lot of different people doing stuff in the music industry back then that was good that I remember. There was obviously Live Aid, which was the three concerts for Hungary and Africa. Then you had...
Wasn't this song specifically attached to that?
No, well, it yes, it was.
Because it was to raise money, right? For
and then they had the Christmas song that they did. Over
okay, so that's part of this. Harry Belafonte, right? He basically started We Are the World. At least it was his idea to do something about hunger in Africa. They did this based on the Band-Aid charity song, okay. Mm-hmm. Do They Know It's Christmas from the UK, which came out first.
Ah, right. And then they did another one after that called...
Yeah, they knew, but they got no gifts.
They had an apartheid... song called I Don't Want to Play Sun City, which was a casino in South Africa. Yeah. They were trying to make sure that artists didn't go there and support that venue because they were, you know.
The apartheid.
Segregation.
Correct. Correct.
Yeah.
I feel like I've always just known a little more about South Africa just because, like, where I grew up, there was just always signs that were like, end the apartheid.
Yep, that's
so, I mean,
exactly.
Even before we learned history about it, you just constantly, as a kid, you were just like, what's going on?
Because it's history now, but it was current then.
It was current, right, which is pathetic to even think about.
Yeah.
Michael Jackson and Lionel Richie, they avoided any dated expressions when they wrote the song. Things like Right On or Yo Dog. They wanted to make sure the lyrics were timeless. I didn't even know people were saying Yo Dog
either.
At 25.
I know, hey man.
I told you it was recorded after the American Music Awards. That sadly had all those people. Prince was supposed to be there, but he no-showed. People seemed to think it was because of his rivalry with Michael Jackson.
Yep.
And also, it just didn't fit his brand. I don't know why they had to add this, but when they recorded it, he was at a Mexican restaurant.
Okay.
Well, I mean, he was in town.
Right.
So.
He just didn't.
But again, in 85, I bet it was exciting to go to a Mexican restaurant that wasn't Chi-Chi's.
Right. Oh, yeah, I'm trying to think. There was Chi-Chi's and locally owned stuff. I don't even know if there are any more chains then.
That's what I'm saying, right?
You know, other than Taco Bell or something. But I mean, like, as far as, well, hell, Chi-Chi's wasn't authentic either. But yeah, like, Chi-Chi's was the Mexican restaurant.
Correct, correct. Let's see. This is my favorite one. Madonna was not invited. Apparently, some of the organizers felt that she wasn't a good enough singer. They went with Cyndi Lauper instead. Sources say it broke her heart. Thrill, you have said for years, like, look, I am just not a fan of Madonna's music, or like, I just don't really care about it too much. Now, I will say I have spent some time with her as a young teenager.
Everybody sussed one out, but I think that was the secret to her success. She's willing to show her gooch, and she gets to the top, but it wasn't, and you can even like her songs, but very few people would argue that she had a good voice.
Correct, and that's what you see here. Dan Aykroyd, he took part by accident. He just happened to be talking to a talent manager that day, and the guy invited him to the recording session.
I think Madonna's like, Dan Aykroyd's there, but I'm not. Like, yeah, but he can sing a little bit.
Well, I will say this. I mean, if you know one thing, he can play harmonica.
Mm-hmm.
I have two Blues Brother albums at home. Now, they have a professional backup band.
Sure.
But those two guys could perform and sing as frontmen. You know, John Belushi didn't play anything. He just mostly danced and sang. But amazing albums, actually. You know,
they're not bad.
Blues and R&B.
Let's see. These are some facts about the making of We Are the World. Bob Dylan almost had a nervous breakdown. He got all stressed out trying to figure out how to sing his part when basically all they wanted him to do was to sound like Bob Dylan.
Yeah, just be you, man.
But he doesn't harmonize or anything.
No, he's like, he goes, we have a love to make a better day, so let's stop giving.
I think when they recorded,
there's a choice to make.
Most of them are in the studio all at once, so it's even tougher for them because you're not doing a solo track and we'll add it. It's like, no, you're here with like 25 people, whatever it was.
Right.
I mean,
there's
a bunch
of them in there. Eddie Murphy missed his chance to be there. He was at Stevie Wonder's studio recording Party All the Time.
Go figure.
Stevie asked him if he wanted to come over, but he declined. When he realized he passed up, obviously he felt like an idiot.
Yeah, he could have recorded that anytime.
Not everybody liked the song. Billy Joel claims they all hated it, but nobody was willing to say so. And probably because at the end of the day, it was a massive success. It spent 4 weeks at number one, went quadruple platinum within a month, went on to sell 7 million copies and helped raise over $63 million.
Damn.
It did a fantastic job. And I was hyper aware of it at that time. I'm 15, 16 years old, but yeah, as far as a song goes, it was awful. I thought, like, this is a terrible song, but you appreciate what they're doing. So you gotta cut them the slack.
I can't remember if it was a new song or they redid a song right after 9/11 that had a bunch of pop stars and music stars in it.
Man, I don't
know. They had worked on something.
I'm not sure.
And it sounds odd talking about it on our radio station, but most people don't realize that was supposed to be the original launch of XM. So they had flown in a bunch of massive stars there. And I almost, if I remember correctly, it's like the launch of XM was supposed to be September 11th or September 12th. But obviously they couldn't throw that. It was in New York.
Right.
So there was a bunch of them in New York. Because I remember there was videos of like about all these pop stars in these studios. It's like, right, they were all there for that huge launch and play some huge concert. But obviously you can't go out and be like, let's have fun.
Right.
And you're in New York City.
Exactly. You're in the epicenter of it all.
Right, and I mean, sports, everything was shut down there for a while, so obviously that got shut down as well. All right, the biggest news on the block is the next 2 weeks. Actually, this week's kind of quiet, right, when you talk about football and the Super Bowl. Now, I know what people are saying, Ted, have you forgotten your roots? No, I haven't. I will watch the Senior Bowl on Saturday.
Yeah.
That's a fact. But this week's kind of quiet. Next week, you'll have all the media days.
Right.
The teams will arrive. I think they get there, Friday or Saturday. I do find it interesting. The Super Bowl is in Las Vegas.
Correct.
Now, if you're the Chiefs, it's pretty simple. This is kind of your routine. So Andy Reid's like, yeah, we're not switching much. But both of those teams are outside of the Strip for good reason.
Yes.
The main reason is,
Corin Robinson.
Right. And I don't think those guys do as much as that stuff during the day. Like, that's what we were talking about this a couple weeks ago. Like, I have a hard time seeing a current player doing that. But also, those guys aren't allowed to gamble at all.
No. Not even a slot machine.
Correct. So it's like, right, we might as well just stay in a super nice, and there's a lot of nice resorts that are not on the Strip.
Yeah, absolutely.
I just can't imagine being anywhere in Vegas and not walking past a slot machine in any hotel.
Oh, you're going to.
It's just what I'm saying. I just like, you try, but that seems to be unavoidable as far as it being part of the whatever you're staying at.
It is.
Even the airport. I mean, yeah. You name it. You're just walking past them.
Yeah, and I think that they'll be fine with that stuff. But right, if you're staying on the Strip, if you're staying at the Wynn, right, you have it's one of the nicest casinos.
Mm-hmm.
You have arguably the best nightclub in the frickin' world in there.
Yeah,
with like top tier DJs and stuff. Remember, these are mostly young men. Right. So it's like I think it's a great idea.
Ones are young men.
Here's something else.
Right.
Look, you're multimillionaires. You are in Vegas. Stay Monday. Stay Tuesday. Have a little party, do whatever you want,
right.
And enjoy yourself in Vegas. You know, if you want, if you lose, maybe one thing you want to fly home, get the hell out of there. But if you win, you might as well stay for a couple extra days and enjoy it. Your family's already there.
I mean, even if you lose, obviously you're upset. But remember, there was that video years ago of Gronk at like the team party dancing, and people were like, "Oh, he lost. How could he do that?" And it's like, well, number one, like he did lose, but like they had been to a few, and then number two is like, you've spent all season, this super intense thing. Like, you want to go out and party.
You're going to cut loose, man.
Right, there's already parties planned. If anything, I'm sure these NFL teams, Miles, you're absolutely right, are more worried about, like, what happens to some of the fellas on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Oh, yeah, that's where your stories will hit.
You bet.
Yeah, without a doubt, man.
And I don't blame them.
I would.
I would go out, too.
Well, and how many players who aren't in it are going to make their way down to Vegas to, you know, just be there for the Super Bowl?
Well, you know they are, right? Because there's Radio Row, which I still kind of want to do one year.
They got to call us down there, man.
I we're not a sports station, so I don't know.
Good enough.
Castle will be like, well, you guys aren't doing that. Like, they're not letting the four of us do the show
no
from Vegas
there's
for
no
four
chance.
Days. Like, we just, it's not going to happen. No. But you're right, and a lot of those players that you'll see, they'll pop up on Radio Row and, like, TV, you know, Cowherd has his show on TV. They're all going to show up, and they'll do a quick interview, right? And then they'll be like, hey, I'd be like, I just want to mention once again, I'm proud to be here because of Bounty paper towels. I use them as napkins and to clean up messes in my home. Bounty. I mean, that's basically what they do, right? So, Mike, you're right. That'll be insane down there. I mean, look, it's too late now, I'm sure, to get hotel rooms and stuff. But if you've ever wanted to meet, like, any NFL players, like, that's the week to be down there.
It sure is.
Because I didn't even think about it until Mike just said that. Right, it's the Super Bowl. All those ex-players show up at a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. Hell, one year, Russell Wilson was at the goddamn owner's box.
Wow. Yeah, of course. Okay, yeah. Do what we did. When the Super Bowl's in New Orleans, we stayed in Biloxi, Mississippi, which was about an hour, 45 minutes away.
Yeah.
If you can't get a room in Las Vegas, go to Mesquite, Nevada, which is 45 minutes east toward the Arizona border. Stay there in one of their casinos. Just drive over.
Yeah.
Make it a hell, trip.
You will get priced out of Vegas anyway.
When I went down for Formula One, like, we were staying over just in, I guess it's Henderson or maybe a little north.
Henderson, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, like where the Raiders practice and stuff. Like, there was nice casinos out there. And I mean, I'm sure because I'm old, like, I kind of like staying off the strip.
It's probably
kind of nice.
Yeah, not bad. Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. Headlines on the way. You are listening to them.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Men's Room.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go to Florida and the Village's entrance, where a man greets residents with swollen clackers.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, researchers believe that your dog actually dreams about their owners, giving them bones and crackers. If you're headed to the racetrack, bet on the horse that's on meth. A man trying to steal a car at a dealership, he comes pretty close to death. And a guy then steals a truck with $30,000 of ice cream inside. It's time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the headlines. Here's Mike Hawk.
All right, Tom, so we're going to Australia, where a man forgot what he had on him. He was stopped by authorities during the New Year's Eve celebrations that took place earlier this month for a random breathalyzer test and was also asked for his ID in the process. It's all routine. It's all usual. The man complied, knowing that he wouldn't produce a test above the legal limit, but forgot something that he had put in his wallet. The officer took his ID and noticed something stuck to the back of it, a small baggie with a white powder substance inside. Suspicions led to tests, which led to a confirmation that the man did indeed have cocaine in his wallet that he had forgotten about.
Look, I'm telling you, I believe this to be a believable story.
Absolutely.
I really do.
He got it from a buddy, he threw it into his wallet, and just forgot about it.
I would even be willing to bet. Look, if he's lying about that, okay.
Wait, you believe him?
I believe that if you tested him for cocaine, that there is a chance that it might not be in his system.
There's a chance it's not in the system, but I do believe it's 100% chance it's his. Because, again, we've established you don't ask other people to hold your drugs.
No, it's in his wallet.
Oh, yeah.
He's not his cocaine.
And he's not denying ownership.
He said, I had this on New Year's Eve. I forgot it was in my wallet. It was like
I got you.
So when he handed over the card, it was kind of stuck to the back of his
exactly.
ID. And so they flipped it over. Like, what the hell is this? He's like, oh, my God.
This is the cocaine they gave me.
Like, trust me. New Year's and the end of January, he would have done that if he knew he had it.
Sure. Yeah, you don't.
And if he bought it yesterday, then he's lying.
Who did he give it to again?
A cop.
He did give it to the cop.
Yeah, because it was stuck to his ID.
Yeah. All right. Basically, just a DUI stop. And yeah, here's my ID. Baggy stuck to the back of it.
Right.
And the fact, Miles, here's the thing. It's stuck to the back of his ID. Yeah. It's been in there long enough to where it adhered to the back of his ID.
Yeah. Well, when they had the money on the cocaine that I got out of the money that I got at the ATM that was covered in cocaine at the Canadian border, right? So the guy says, like, well, I didn't have any cocaine on me, obviously. They could figure that out. And he goes, well, do you do cocaine, sir? And I was like, oh, yeah, I have. Yeah,
hell yeah.
And he goes, like, when's the last time you did cocaine? I was like, 6 months ago in Vegas? I mean, I wouldn't say that in front of my wife if she was standing there, but I mean, we're in separate rooms.
I planned on doing it tomorrow.
Exactly.
But I'm not done it up here.
I'm going to buy it up here.
Do you have any recommendations?
You know anybody?
You got a club recommendation?
You got an evidence locker back there?
Gay bar, anything where?
Right.
Tell me where to go, man.
In other news, Amanda.
That's probably the only drug you put in your wallet, too. You wouldn't put a joint in your wallet.
What's in your wallet? Cocaine.
Actually, I did that once, but I did it because we had an event the night before, and people just handed me weed, so I stuffed the joint in my wallet, forgot it was there. The next day, the KISW crew, a lot of us flew down to San Francisco for that Metallica show.
Yeah.
No idea it's there. Went through security just fine. When we got to San Francisco, the first thing we did, we stopped at an Irish pub, right?
Sure.
No big deal, and we're all going to chip in and pay. I open my wallet, and I'm like, oh, my God.
Oops.
There's a joint sitting in there. And then we smoked it.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm like, I did not mean to bring this, but I did.
God. In other news, a man in Florida was arrested for having a little bit too much fun at the hospital. He had already been discharged from the local facility, but elected to keep his gown on and post up by the front door. He was observed by multiple witnesses lifting his gown to expose himself to patients, asking them to check his genitals, reportedly jiggling his bits during the entire encounter.
I did not realize he'd been discharged.
Yeah,
I just assumed that he was... He was on his way to get whatever procedure done.
He was done.
God, man.
Yeah, authorities were called and he now faces exposure charges.
I feel like if you're a cop, right, and basically that's the nature of the crime.
Sure.
I'm going to tase him right in the boys.
You bet.
Here, do you want to be arrested or you want to get tased in the boys?
Let me check him.
You're wasting my time.
To Springfield, Illinois, where a man couldn't wait to get back into trouble. He had been arrested on Friday for criminal trespassing and had gone through the normal process. He was taken to jail and issued an order to appear in court before he was released back into society. But just a mere 15 minutes later, county authorities got a call that he was outside of the county building, and he had thrown a pole through the window of the facility with damages totaling $3,500 to repair.
This is a guy that wants to be in jail.
That's right. Given this new information, charges were added that he'll have to answer for. Good job there, dummy. And just in case those stories left a bad taste in your mouth,
thankfully, there's good news.
We go to Harvard, where a psychologist has looked into the world of dreams and has deduced something about your dogs. In their research, they've discovered that humans dream of their everyday experiences and believe that there's no reason to suggest anything otherwise when it comes to your dogs. With that, they've deduced that there's a very good chance that your dog dreams about you.
Oh, wow.
I mean, that's their deduction, but there's no way. I think it makes us feel better.
No way to prove
your
it, sure.
Your dog might be dreaming about killing a grizzly bear, flying a spaceship.
Sure.
The ability to speak a language.
And I think that all those do happen as well, but there is just as much
Hello,
of a
Mr.
chance.
Hello, Mr. Bear. Is it weird to you that I can speak English?
Right. There's also just as much of a chance that when your dog is running in their sleep, they are chasing a ball that you've thrown in their dream.
I always assume a squirrel, but I don't know.
I always thought they dream about, like, you dropping food on the floor.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
You just start licking in the middle.
Yeah, my dog takes the position. As soon as anyone sits down to eat, she's under the table. Mm-hmm. Jump bag. She's just under the table.
Oh.
Come on, gravity. Do me a solid.
I was with somebody, and they go, oh, our dog thinks you're weak. I go, why is that? Because I was, like, standing up eating a taco. And they think you're going to drop something. I go, well, your dog's stupid.
In the world of sports, you got NBA basketball over on TNT, some college hoops on the ESPN channel, CBS Sports and FS1, and in the world of hockey, your Seattle Kraken back in action down in San Jose, taking on the Sharks. Puck drops at 7:30 over on Root Sports. We got Joey Decord back in the net, trying to get back on the horse there after that loss here just a couple days ago. As far as your weather's concerned, sticking in the mid-50s tonight all the way into tomorrow. However, you're gonna want to grab a jacket. The rain is back in force all day tomorrow. That's it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for the return of Who Sucks Less.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.